It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Friends, welcome to the Daily Inch.
Oh, hello.
While I'm away researching Murder Mile, here's a little treat to keep you entertained over the next 3 weeks. 15 little stories which are fun, rambly, informative, but not essential to listen to. Each story's been written and presented in a tongue-in-cheek way, and are not for the easily offended. Murder Mile returns on Thursday the 3rd of November, 2022. But until then, there's this. Number 4. The feeble excuse of the vile drunken racist. Freedom of speech. It's a beautiful thing. But it does require a whole brain cell to understand the impossibly difficult concept that having the right to say what you think also means having the ability to hear someone else's opinions and beliefs, which might not precisely mirror your own. It's not a one-way street. Some people get it, but others don't. Edward Rostarik was one of those who didn't. Now, before we get our gnashers into this particularly racist side helping of socially volatile hot potato, I must warn you, not only does this story contain a selection of rather unsavory nuggets of racism, which I shall bleep, so it resembles Eva's expletives when I'm late with a post-vodka curried kebab, but it also comes with quite possibly the weakest and most baffling excuse for racism ever. Let's see if you can spot it. Edward Rostarik was a 72-year-old retired sailor living in Sunningdale Avenue in Barking, Essex. No, that's not the excuse. Sunningdale was a long street comprising of two-story terraces, with a fleet of hot hatches parked along the road, all fitted with spoilers, go-faster stripes, and racing seats. No, that's not it either. Look, I know it's exciting, but you're going to have to keep your feeble excuse alarm ready for a few minutes more. Most of the residents on Sunningdale Road got on well. But for a few reasons, Edward wasn't all that fond of two brothers. Their names were Irfan and Imran Iqbal. Now, for the life of me, I can't think why this white bigot disliked so much these Asian men who weren't exactly their mirror image. I know, it's baffling. Now, before we progress, there may have been a smattering of ignorant turds online, as this is where the most prevalent murmuration of great tits doth tweet, who have accused Edward of not being British, as according to said plebs,
he's a foreigner, isn't he?
The problem was, had they embraced a little thing called research and reading, they would have discovered that Rostarik isn't an Eastern European name, but a very old Cornish one. Well done, thickos. Anyway, Edward, who was very partial to a little drinky, if by little drinky we mean a litre of vodka a day, he disliked the Iqbal brothers. He disliked their skin colour, he disliked their country of origin, he disliked their religion, and he disliked the brothers being anywhere within his eyeline or earshot. During one racist attack, on the 22nd of January 2007, Edward, who had repeatedly read the racist handbook, and knew full well that you don't mess with the tried and tested methods of being a moron, he paced up and down the street, armed himself with bottles, hurled them at the brothers' front garden and cars, as Edward unleashed a volley of unimaginative racial insults, such as "f***ing Pakis," "f*** off back to your own country," and "f*** Mohammed," and "f*** Islam." You know, the top 10 list of phrases a racist moron will never be without. And yes, he is rather witty, isn't he? That's sarcasm. Rightly, instead of engaging with this half-wit Hitler, who was permanently arseholed on cheap booze and a commitment to A-grade ignorance, the brothers took the sensible approach. They filmed his filthy rant on a mobile and submitted it in evidence to the police. Tried at Snaresbrook Crown Court, Edward, who already had a string of convictions for racial abuse, antisocial behaviour, alcoholism and common assault, such a lovely man, was found guilty. He was ordered to pay £1,000 in costs, and being spared a jail sentence, Edward was given an ASBO, an antisocial behaviour order, which banned him from making racist comments to his neighbours, smashing glass in the street, or causing a nuisance in Sunningdale Avenue. But anywhere else was fine. What? Are you worried that you missed his feeble excuse for being a racist? Don't worry. It's coming. In a court of law, having sworn on the Bible, Edward claimed that he wasn't swearing at the Iqbal brothers and abusing the fact that they were Muslims. He was in fact calling his cat, whose name... Oh God, this is going to really hurt me to repeat. Whose name, he claimed, was Muesli. Edward stated, "I was calling my cat, trying to get him in. When he didn't come in, I lost my temper and started swearing. I shouted, 'Come on, Muesli, you bastard.'" Which makes perfect sense, right? Edward Ristarek was convicted of racially aggravated harassment and ordered to complete 6 months rehabilitation to curb his drinking and to attend anti-racism classes for 1 year. Which I'm sure he loved. The Daily Inch returns tomorrow. And of course, your regular episodes of Murder Mile return on Thursday the 3rd of November, or 3 days earlier via Patreon. Thank you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.